Pravin Gordhan. Pravin Gordhan, nice to have you on The Money Show this evening under some very difficult circumstances, and I thank you very much for coming through. How are you feeling this evening?
Good evening, Bruce, and good evening to your listeners. I'm fine, Bruce. It's been a difficult year and a half or so in many senses, but it's also been a rewarding 1.5 years, so one was able to contribute with the team to all the things that we've talked about on your show or in budget. And it would have been nice to receive a phone call, like my colleagues Hanukkah, Ramaswamy and others, to tell us our services are not required any longer. But anyway, we had to hear on TV that you don't have to call me minister any longer.
You've been nothing but supportive of the president throughout your tenure, your first period as finance minister, always paying respect to the president in budget speeches. They've always, when you were removed the first time as finance minister, then brought back, always deferential to the president throughout your career as a minister in various guises, during your time at SARS as well. What went wrong in your mind in the relationship, or certainly the president's relationship with you, rather than your relationship with the president? Yours seems to have been very respectful and deferential. You didn't seem to get the same sort of respect back.
I don't know. I suppose he's the only person that could answer that. But one can speculate that there's all of these rumors about an intelligence report, which I'm sure you've seen, which was offered as a reason to other ANC officials for dispensing with my contribution. And as I said at the press conference this afternoon, if that's the basis, then as the Deputy President and the Secretary General of the ANC have said, it's a very frivolous basis. That's the one. And the other we can all speculate about in terms of who else has an interest in making sure that the Treasury doesn't stand firm by the Constitution, the PFMA, and its obligations to all South Africans.
Is the Treasury now in safe hands, Minister? Backbencher Gordhan. is the Treasury in safe hands?
No, I think the officials have been doing a fantastic job. The incoming gentleman in the ministry will have to answer your question. And
what is your opinion? Do you have any concern?
No, I think it's their record must speak for themselves, and they need to appear on your show and pass your rigorous tests, Bruce. But I hope that we will all keep the national interest in mind. And our economy is not out of the woods, so there's a lot of work to do in both inspiring confidence and getting local and foreign investments so that we can create jobs and bring new technology into the country.
Do you think a ratings downgrade is more likely now than you did first thing on Monday morning when you woke up in London?
Yeah, well, we had very good conversations in London with Moody's and Fitch at a face-to-face level and S&P through a teleconference. And as we've said to you constantly, I think our numbers, although modest, in terms of growth and
You know what I'm asking.
Yeah, I know. And I'm getting to it. I think your listeners must also have context. Those numbers are fine, but they have also, in the recent past, raised very directly the question of political stability and continuity of policy. And if they feel that the recent events jeopardize that, then they'll take a dim view of us. So let's wait for next week. I think one of them actually are going to make their official view known.
Do you intend remaining an ANC member of parliament?
Yes, for now. But, you know, you just finished one chapter in my not-so-short life. So we'll remain in parliament and then make some decisions about where we want to go.
I'm sure your wife, Pravin Gordhan, is going to be delighted. She never wanted you to have the job in the first place. She knew what was coming. I wish you a peaceful weekend, and I hope you don't get home this evening. She says, "I told you so."
Well, you know, I didn't, as I've said, which is important for your listeners as well, I didn't apply for this job. I was asked to help the country after 9/12 and Mr. Nene's departure or forced departure and the way in which the markets behaved. And we've done our national duty. So on the one hand, I'm grateful that I was given the opportunity. And on the other hand, I didn't need the hawks in my life.
Yeah, well, hopefully they leave you alone now. Pravin Gordhan, private citizen, backbench MP. I don't think we've ever had an ordinary backbench MP on The Money Show.